to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, in New South Wales, here in Australia, advises that the level of solar activity has dropped to one of the lowest on record. There are no visible sunspots audible on the Earth-facing side of the Sun, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has thus fallen to zero. Yes, that's right, zero. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has been a little bit better, and it's now hovering around 67. So that means that high-frequency propagation on long-distance paths on circuits following darkness or semi-darkness areas on frequencies above about 10 megahertz will be almost non-existent in the immediate future. But frequencies above 10 megahertz or so across daylight paths will be somewhat more reliable. So in the meantime, we have some information concerning monitoring. Monitoring here in Melbourne recently in our sunrise or pre-sunrise period continues to show good results, and these are some of the notations I've made recently between 2030 and 2100. Mainly European short path signals, European, African and Middle Eastern and Asian signals. On 9425, the voice of Greece from Athens with its Greek language service, quite good reception. And 9480 NHK Radio Japan Tokyo from the Yamata transmitting station with excellent signals with Japanese. 9525 China Radio International from a Beijing transmitting site with the broadcast in Russian. And 9535 Radio Free Asia, broadcasting from Marianas Islands with programs in Chinese. And 9760 Adventist World Radio, broadcasting from Nauen in Germany with programming in French. That is heard until signing off just after 2030. And 9800 WBCQ, the American religious station, broadcasting from the relay at Wolverton in England with programming in Arabic. And 9875 English broadcasts from the Voice of Turkey, caught good reception here in Melbourne, even though the transmission is intended for listeners mainly in the Northern Hemisphere. So that's a few signals noted here in Melbourne recently in the 31 metre band between 2030 and 2100, and that type of reception should continue in the immediate future. We turn our attention now to reception conditions in Eastern Europe. Here are a few items gleaned from the bulletin of the SWL DX Bulgaria group, which provides monitoring data mainly for reception during the European daylight or daytime reception period. Good signal of station known as EYEI radio by the Issedon, France transmitting site, relay site, on 15410 with 250 kilowatts, the antenna 138 degrees to East Africa in programming in Arabic, and that was 1600 to 1700. Korea, station known as the Voice of Freedom has made some frequency changes. Kuwait. The signal of Radio Kuwait on 9750 and 11630 between 10:53 and 13:33 on 9750 to Northeast Africa in Arabic. That's the general service. Transmitter power 250 kilowatts and the antenna 286 degrees. And on 11630, 1353 to 1603 to Central Africa in Arabic, carrying the Holy Koran program. Transmitter again 250 kilowatts and the antenna 230 degrees. Sudan, or not Sudan, but Radio Tamazuri via the Talata Malagasca relay station, broadcasting to Sudan. Broadcast on 15150 between 1459 and 1557 to East Africa in Arabic. Antenna 250 kilowatts and the antenna 335 degrees. And same time period, 1459 to 1557, on 15400 from the Issedan relay station in France, the same programming in Arabic, and transmitting power there 250 kilowatts and the antenna 138 degrees. Radio Dabanga via the Vatican relay station at Santa Maria di Galleria, program on 15550 between 1530 and 1630 in Arabic to East Africa. Transmitting power there from the Vatican is 250 kilowatts and the antenna 150 degrees. And from the same time period, 1529 to 1627 on 11640 via a transmitter at Eastern Europe, a relay transmitter there in Arabic to East Africa, transmitting power 100 kilowatts and the antenna 195 degrees. Station known as Radio Nadarasan, it's a politically based station using hired relays. This time from the Wolverton relay station in England on 12050 between 0600 and 0700 in the Kanuri language to West Africa. Transmitting power there 250 kilowatts and the antenna 158 degrees. And News Bulletin in French on the same frequency, on the same station, 0615 to 0625. And that's also 250 kilowatts and 158 degrees. And the station also heard from the Ascension Island relay facility between 0700 to 0800 on 12050, and that's a frequency switch from the Wolferton service at 0700, and that's to West Africa, antenna 250 kilowatts and the antenna 055 degrees. Interesting information from our friends in Japan, from the Nagoya DX Circle, who produce a very well presented database in frequency order of all transmissions on shortwave heard at various times. The allocations for the 13 meter band are interesting, mainly for daytime services, and these include the following. And these are allocations, not necessarily actual operating, but they're usually pretty right. 21455, Radio Free Asia, in Tibetan, from Marianas Islands, between 1000 and 1100. That's in Tibetan. And 21470, the BBC from the Al Dabiya relay station in the UAE, 1330 to 1600 in Somali. 21480, the Bible Voice broadcasting station from the Madagascar relay facility at Talata in Indonesian, 1230 to 1245. And 21485, Radio France International, between 1300 and 1330 in French from the Issedan relay station in France. 21505, Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service, from Riyadh in Arabic, between 1155 and 1457. And station known as Sound of Hope, it's a religious broadcasting station, or religious political broadcasting station, from Taiwan, 2200 to 1000, that's all day transmission in Chinese. And the Voice of America from the Philippines, 21580, the Tibetan service from Tinang, 0500 to 0600. And also on 21600, between 0300 and 0400, also Tibetan. BBC, again from the UAE, from Dabaya in Hausa, 21630, 1100 to 1200, and 1400 to 1430. And another frequency for the Voice of America from Tanang in the Philippines, also for Tibetan, 21630, 0300 to 0400. And 21690, Radio France International, in French from the Issedan transmitting station, 1200 to 1300 and 1500 to 1600. And 21800, the Sound of Hope, again from Taiwan in Chinese, 2300 to 1000, that's an all day service. So those are a few frequencies from the Nagoya DX Circle, from its worldwide international shortwave radio database, concerning allocations or frequency allocations in the 13 meter band. So all the information in our program this time, we hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.